Hello, divers, coming to you from Studio D. The Deep Dive Podcast proudly presents Hollywood Hype, a series that looks at the gimmicks, tie-ins, and publicity stunts that lured unsuspecting patrons into movie theaters. I'm Tom Feeney, two-time Regional Emmy Award-winning producer and writer for Wings Chop Movie Magazine. This episode, we look at a film that took a time-honored technique and tried to repackage it as something new and innovative. The movie was titled Wicked Wicked, and this so-called new film process was called Duovision. Now, since that newfangled invention called television began invading millions of homes across America, movie studios scrambled to find ways to bring audiences out of their dwellings and back into theaters. Sound familiar? I mean, since the all-too-recent pandemic pretty much closed movie theaters for many months, the bigwigs from Disney to Paramount to Warner Brothers and beyond have been trying to lure patrons back into the movies. Now, perhaps the granddaddy of all of these types of gimmicks was 3D projection. That holy grail of immersive viewing has been tried, and tried, and tried again since the dawn of the movie industry. Most 3D processes employ the use of two separate images brought together as one with the help of special glasses worn by the viewer. Now, this could have the result of being the coolest thing you've ever seen or giving you a screaming yellow headache. Your mileage may vary. In the early 1970s, the Hollywood machine was running on fumes. There seemed to be no rhyme or reason to what the major studios were releasing. In one theater, you could watch the serious World War II biography Patton. In the other, the raucous anti-war comedy MASH. No one seemed to know which kind of movies would click with audiences, and which would be forgotten flops. Now, this, of course, would lead to more experimentation by filmmakers. What could you do differently to pique the curiosity of potential moviegoers? Now, if you had a "let's fool people into thinking they are going into a 3D movie when they're not" on your bingo card, congratulations! This is how we get to the 1973 film from MGM, Wicked Wicked.
First it was color, then sound, then 3D and CinemaScope. Now, the most exciting new storytelling technique in film history, anamorphic Duovision. A new film experience. You don't need glasses, but this spectacular new technique does require special projection equipment, so we can't show you scenes in Duovision, but you'll see twice the action, twice the excitement. This is a single screen preview of the first feature film production in Duovision.
Reservation?
Yes, Dolores Hamilton.
An action-packed thriller from MGM, Wicked Wicked.
Wicked, wicked, that's the ticket. You got to make me feel so wicked. Make me do what I love to do. Make wicked, oh, wicked.
When was the last time you were really frightened by a film? You'll be doubly afraid when you see Wicked, Wicked in Duovision.
Three single women, each of them blonde, each with luggage, check in during the middle of the night. Order dinner sent up, and that's the last of them.
Are you trying to ruin this hotel? It's a coincidence, nothing more.
A psychotic fiend holds the Grandview Hotel in an icy grip of fear. And in Duovision, you'll share twice the tension, twice the shock.
Help me! Help me!
See the suspense thriller of the year, Wicked, Wicked. In Duovision, a new experience to dazzle and challenge your imagination. You've never seen anything like it before.
Now, this is truly the definition of hype. You promise a unique, one-of-a-kind movie-going experience. You don't even show it in the trailer because it is so special. Now, yes, there are some special things about Wicked Wicked, but none are really attributable to the Duovision technique so heavily promoted in the film's marketing. So, what the heck is Duovision anyway? Well, perhaps you know it by its other, more familiar name, split screen. Yep, that's it. You split the screen in two parts and have different things going on in each half of the screen. I know, it's disappointing. Split screen has been used in movies since, over a century ago? Now, the really wacky thing of it is, though, the entire movie is split screen. So essentially, there are two movies going on at the same time. Wicked Wicked takes place at the fictional Grandview Hotel, which is actually the world-famous Hotel del Coronado off the San Diego Bay in California. The hotel harbors a chilling secret. Pretty blonde guests who check in don't check out. Rick Stewart, the hotel detective, portrayed by David Bailey, embarks on a mission to uncover the fate of the missing female guests. However, his investigation takes a turn when his former wife, Lisa James, played by Tiffany Bulling, arrives for a singing gig at the hotel. Lisa is a natural brunette, but wears a blonde wig for her performances, and she unwittingly becomes the next prey of a deranged killer lurking within the hotel's shadows. Now, in case you missed it the first time, here's a bit of the title song sung by actress Tiffany Bulling.
Lead me to the water, and I'll jump right in. Make sure it's warm and bubbly, soft against my skin. Don't treat me like a lady, 'cause that's not what I am. Ain't no kind of lady gonna ever satisfy, oh man. Wicked, that's the ticket. You got to make me feel so wicked. Make me do what I love to do. May wicked, wicked love to you.
Yes, that voice would drive me to murder too, but I digress. Wicked Wicked is supposed to be a mishmash of horror, thriller, and comedy. Yes. Comedy. Apparently the whole thing was supposed to be campy. You'd never tell by the marketing, though. The film was sold as a straight-up horror movie, which was, in hindsight, a costly mistake. Now, if you know what kind of film you're about to watch, Wicked Wicked is not so bad. But if you were expecting an exciting 95 minutes of blood and mayhem, disappointment awaits you. The film itself was the brainchild of one Richard L. Baer, who wrote, produced, and directed Wicked Wicked. Apparently inspired by driving along a two-sided freeway, Baer wondered why you couldn't tell a story with two simultaneous moving pictures. Now, Baer was not a newcomer to Hollywood. He had been working in film since the 1930s. He directed several movies you've never heard of, including Smart Girls Don't Talk, Shootout at Medicine Band, and I sailed to Tahiti with an all-girl crew. Those are actual titles of actual movies. Richard Baer also directed almost every episode of a classic CBS sitcom.
Out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Baer was directing episodes of Green Acres until the show was canceled during CBS's notorious rural purge in the early 70s, when all their shows aimed at America's heartland were summarily pulled from the air. But that's another podcast. After Green Acres, Baer wrote a movie script based on his two films at once idea, then cut the script up to make two separate yet parallel scripts. But before principal photography could begin, Baer had an unsettling thought. Would audiences be able to even follow two plot lines going on at the same time? Well, to combat this, Baer decided to have an active screen and a passive screen. That is, important scenes with dialogue would show on one half, while the other half would involve a silent scene. That would prevent any confusing overlap in the stories. The film was even released in stereo with left and right speakers only playing each half of the screen's audio. And speaking of audio, you can't have a horror-ish movie without music, and this might actually be the most bizarre part of this whole story. Throughout the film, you occasionally see, on one half of the screen, an elderly woman playing an old-timey organ, specifically playing the music from the 1925 silent classic, The Phantom of the Opera. No reason given, not part of the story, that's the soundtrack. Now, in fact, MGM initially wanted to release Wicked Wicked as two different movies playing on two interlocked projectors on an ultra-wide screen. But that proved to be both technically and financially unfeasible. So they simply decided on the split-screen effect. What it all boils down to is two movies playing side-by-side, telling the same story from different perspectives. Now, it really is a clever idea if you think about it, but it just needed a little work, like a better script, better actors, and a better director. Now, Wicked Wicked was released in June of 1973 to decidedly split results. Sorry. Some critics liked the odd mix of horror and campiness, others disliked the gimmick and everything else about the film. Richard Baer complained about the film's lack of promotion, stating that then-MGM owner Kirk Kerkorian was busy using the movie's studio's money in order to build a Las Vegas casino hotel. Maybe you've heard of it, the MGM Grand. Eventually, Wicked Wicked left movie screens and quickly faded into cinematic obscurity. Even home video was out of the question for years due to the odd screen size needed to properly view both sides of the split-screen movie. However, now with widescreen televisions, that's no longer a problem. In fact, Wicked Wicked has made something of a comeback on the Turner Classic Movies channel, or TCM. It has even made its way to DVD as a burn-on-demand title from the Warner Archive. Reportedly, the restoration process to bring Wicked Wicked to DVD took 2 years to properly accomplish, and it's still available for purchase on Amazon. And while Wicked Wicked never set the box office on fire, the split-screen technique used in the film was adopted and refined by other directors. One of the most prolific users of split-screen action is director Brian De Palma, who employed split-screen often in films like Carrie, Dressed to Kill, and Blowout. Split-screen was also prevalent during all 9 seasons of the hit series 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland, a show that made tremendous use of split-screen to accentuate the premise that each episode was occurring in real time. And finally, in 1980, writers and brothers, Harry and Michael Medved, collaborated on a book titled The Golden Turkey Awards, The Worst Achievements in Hollywood History. In the completely made-up category of the most inane and unwelcome technical advance in Hollywood history, Wicked Wicked got nominated for Duovision. And we'll save the rest of the nominees there for other shows. Thanks for listening. If this is the first time you've heard this podcast, check out our past episodes, available on almost all podcast providers, and subscribe so you don't miss a single one. And if you like what you hear, write a review. We would love to know what you think. Or drop us a line at thedeepdivepodcast@gmail.com or on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter/X feeds. You can find links to those and our awesome t-shirt store in the bio of our Instagram page. All clips used in this podcast are meant for educational purposes only and not to infringe on existing copyrights. Hollywood Hype is part of the Deep Dive Podcast family and a production of Automaton Studios.